The chief of Alaska's National Transportation Safety Board office says a crew contracted by the insurer of the Minnesota-based company that owns the wrecked aircraft moved it to Central so it can be transported by truck to a facility where the NTSB can take a closer look at it.
The airplane's going to be relocated to Texas, and that's where we'll basically do our wreckage layout and see if we can figure out exactly what happened here.
Clint Johnson says the water scooping plane leased by the Alaska Fire Service was heavily damaged in what the NTSB has classified as an aircraft accident. The single-engine air tractor Fire Boss went down into a stand of trees after the pilot was trying to scoop up some water to drop onto the Birch Creek Fire burning near Circle, about 120 miles northeast of Fairbanks.
This was an accident. It was a non-injury accident, thankfully. The airplane did sustain substantial damage, which puts it into the accident category.
The pilot was the only person aboard the aircraft when the accident occurred. He was examined at the scene, then medevaced to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, where he was treated and released. Johnson says NTSB plans to talk with him as part of their investigation. He says agency officials aren't yet ready to talk about possible causes of the accident, but he says they hope to release more information soon.
Preliminary report will probably be out early next week, mid next week at the latest.
A final report on the investigation likely won't be released for several months. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.